Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love what I do. When I do this show, I really do. And it certainly isn't for the money. Heck no. But I love what I do because I've challenged leftists for years to debate me on the veracity, not to get all my cousin Vinny on you, but the veracity of what I say. And up to this point, two people have taken me up on it. And I don't have the show numbers, but you can go back and look in retrospect. And here's what I'll tell you. I crushed them under the weight of their own words, and neither have ever returned. I told them, if you come back and you have refuted anything that I have said, if you can refute it with actual evidence, I'll bring you on and I will fall on the sword. Neither has come back. Now, I did speak privately to one who said, man, I will admit I found out you were right about this. And I said, why don't you come on the show and say that? I say again, folks, find the smartest leftist, ask him to debate me, and watch what happens. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. When I was on Twitter with my regular page, not my incognito page, the one that I have now that has less than 500 followers, but my big page, before I got kicked off, Roland Martin challenged me on something, and he says, you need to come on my show. I said, I accept. I didn't even debate it. I didn't wait. I accept. He said, you need to come on a certain time. I said, well, I'll be in the air. Sorry, I can't do it at that time. Oh, you're chicken. I said, Roland, I can't do a show if I'm flying on an airplane. I'm telling you right now, I'll give you my ticket if you want to see it, but I'm willing to debate you anytime, anywhere that I'm available. So I land, I look at my Twitter feed, he's still talking smack. Kevin Jackson didn't want to debate me. I said, well, I just landed, everybody. I will debate Roland anytime he wants, and I was smacking him. I have the Twitter, I think we do. I think we captured that before they kicked me off. But I have all the stuff where I was communicating with Roland Martin. And then suddenly, Roland decides he doesn't want to debate me. And I looked at his thread, and you know what it was? His producer said, essentially, I'm going to paraphrase, this guy will crush you. So Roland quickly rescinds his offer. Oh, I'm not even going to debate you. It's not worth my time. Well, my offer still stands to Roland Martin. It stands to Jesse Jackson. It stands to Al Sharpton. It stands to D-Ray McKesson, Sean King, and anybody else. It stands to every college professor. And in fact, I'll even tell you this, folks, the more the merrier. Have them get together. Have them collude. Have them give each other the questions that we're going to get asked. It doesn't matter what you do to help them. They aren't going to win. I'll debate them anytime, anywhere. Now, I'm going to say this because I know there are a lot of people listening, some newbies, probably going, this guy's pretty cocky. I was told to listen to him, but he sounds rather cocky. No, my confidence, folks, is not cockiness. My confidence is based on knowing myself and knowing the truth. And I test the truth on me all the time. See, I'm not one of these guys that's going to be dogmatic about an issue and ignore the other side. I've listened to the other side. I am more than happy to hear these people out. That's what you do when you're unconcerned about finding out more, enriching your own knowledge base. Bring it. I've learned much from many. Here's what I want you to consider, though, folks, as you think about everything that I'm saying. I want you to consider the inconsistency of leftism. The inconsistency, for example, of the police that would not shake the hands of Republicans, the Capitol Hill police, but would shake the hands of Democrats. I want you to consider the inconsistencies of black folks who vote Democrat, vote for their oppressors. Same with the law enforcement guys. They vote for their oppressors. So when you were thinking about watching that video of the Capitol Hill police completely ignoring the Republicans, just walking right by them, understand you can get Stockholm Syndrome from leftism because these people are relentless. They will hurt you. They will destroy you, or they will kill you. No question. I'm not exaggerating any of this. Brittany Griner. She was in the news, right? Doesn't like America. Wouldn't stand for the anthem. But I know this. I know who the happiest American was not long ago. And it was indeed Brittany Griner. Proud American. Happy to be getting on that private jet to fly to Abu Dhabi or wherever the heck they flew her to do the hostages swap. I know she was happy that day. Already told you that when she got arrested in Russia, she wanted Donald Trump to be her president, not Biden. She didn't want that feckless, brain-dead moron. She wanted the dude who'd already proven that he would get black folks out of the other countries. Gay, straight, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, Donald Trump protected black folks. He protected all Americans. And you can bet Matt Whelan, that Marine that stuck over in Russia, he'd be out too. I don't know when he got caught. I don't know when whether it was on Trump's radar. But I can tell you this. If Trump wants Whelan out, if he served his second term, Whelan would be home right now. I also know this. If Brittany Griner had been arrested in Russia when Trump were president, she would not have spent one day in a Russian jail. Not one. The people who supported Brittany Griner felt the same. If Donald Trump were president, she's not being held. With Joe Biden as president, they got what they got. Now, of course, they're never going to admit this, but I'm going to tell you, we know the truth and they know the truth. When Democrats aren't blatantly lying, folks, they lie by omission. They lie by not telling you what's really on their mind. This is why, when it comes to Brittany Griner, you should force leftists to admit what I just told you. You should force them to say, you know what? I have to admit that that's the case. And you know why you have evidence? Those three black guys that Donald Trump got out of China. That's your evidence.
Well, you don't know that to be true, Kevin.
Yeah, I do. I know three black dudes who would have been in prison in China. And let me tell you, you want to thank your lucky stars. You want to know three black dudes shoplifting in China? They better thank their lucky stars that they didn't do it with Joe Biden, that moron, as president. So when you think about the consequences of leftism, just remember this one story. Tons to talk about, folks. Keep going.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've issued another challenge to leftists. When do you want to come on? When do you want to debate? Do you want to debate Brittany Griner, the anti-American who's now the most proud American, who's now back to be on American soil, who now will kiss the ground she walks on? If she says anything against this country, she will be the biggest hypocrite on the planet. She was begging to get out of Russia. Begging. See, that's the difference. When these leftists talk that smack, man, America, America sucks, America, America this, America that, let them go. Let them get their butts stuck in North Korea. Let them get their butts stuck in Saudi Arabia. Let them get their butts stuck in China or stuck in Russia, somewhere where they don't give a crap about your weak-kneed, sissy-fied President Joe Biden and the cheat that got him elected into office, because you know what? They won't do that under a strong president. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. As I said earlier, Griner missed an entire season, months out of her life, because of vaping and the lack of strong leadership in this country. And now the headlines want to laud Joe Biden as her savior. Her savior. He saved nothing. I've done many shows, folks, on lies told by Democrats. Lies that we all recognize as lies front and center. Lies that I told people about at the very onset of the lie. Where would I even start? Do we start with the lie of fake news? Oh, Donald Trump, he calls us fake news. We're not fake news. There is no journalism on the left. Understand that. There are no journalists. There are political hacks, Democrat operatives. That's it. They don't have journalists. Do we really need to recap the lies told by these people, the lies propagated? And then what do? They want to stop people from telling the truth. We know they did. And you know what they told us? They lied to our faces. And here's one of the liars, Jack Dorsey from Twitter.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Walden, Ranking Member Plun, and the committee for the opportunity to speak on behalf of Twitter to the American people. I look forward to our conversation about our commitment to impartiality, to transparency, and to accountability. If it's okay with all of you, I'd like to read you something I personally wrote as I thought about these issues, and I'm also going to tweet it out right now. I want to start by making something very clear. We don't consider political viewpoints, perspectives, or party affiliation in any of our policies or enforcement decisions. Period. Impartiality is our guiding principle. Let me explain why. We believe many people use Twitter as a digital public square. They gather from all around the world to see what's happening and have a conversation about what they see. Twitter cannot rightly serve as a public square if it's constructed around the personal opinions of its makers. We believe a key driver of a thriving public square is the fundamental human right of freedom of opinion and expression. Our early and strong defense of open and free exchange has enabled Twitter to be the platform for activists, marginalized communities, whistleblowers, journalists, governments, and the most influential people around the world. Twitter will always default to open and free exchange. A default to free expression left unchecked can generate risks and dangers for people. It's important Twitter distinguishes between people's opinions and their behaviors, and disarms behavior intending to silence another person or adversely interfere with their universal human rights. We build our policies and rules with a principle of impartiality, objective criteria, rather than on the basis of bias, prejudice, or preferring the benefit to one person over another for improper reasons. If we learn we fail to create impartial outcomes, we immediately work to fix. In the spirit of accountability and transparency, recently we failed our intended impartiality. Our algorithms were unfairly filtering 600,000 accounts, including some members of Congress, from our search autocomplete and latest results. We fixed it. But how did it happen? Our technology was using a decision-making criteria that considers the behavior of people following these accounts. We decided that wasn't fair, and we corrected it. We'll always improve our technology and algorithms to drive healthier usage and measure the impartiality of those outcomes.
So that was Jack Dorsey speaking to Congress and lying to Congress. Now, he can say, well, I didn't know because I wasn't in on the decision making and this, that, and the other. And it was really that Roth or whatever his name is, Yoel Noth, I think, because Trump actually... Yoel Roth. Trump actually outs the guy when Trump was president. He says, Dorsey says, Twitter was built on impartiality, transparency, and accountability. I believe that's how they started out, but they certainly didn't end there. He then goes on to say that the political viewpoints they did not take political viewpoints or perspectives into account in making policy decisions, period. Period. A blatant lie. He goes on to talk about impartiality being one of the hallmarks of what they Twitter needed to do, and that being in the public, making people believe that they're part of the public square, which is where you are coming to say, here's what I witnessed in my neck of the woods. Here's what I'm seeing. Here's what I'm hearing. And he says Twitter cannot serve as a public square when just by honoring the personal opinions of its creators. Freedom of expression, he actually calls it a human right, because it is. He says Twitter should be, if it isn't, an open and free exchange by default. That's their default position, is you should be able to have an open and free exchange. I'm telling you this because I want you to understand how big and blatant the lie was. He's convinced himself of the lie. He's telling Congress the lie, and if he took a lie detector test, he would pass because he believes all that nonsense. He goes on to talk about universal human rights of you getting your little piece of the information, highway, and being able to express yourself as a universal human right. Freedom of expression, I say again, he said, is a human right. He said Twitter should not confer benefit to one person over another, and that is exactly what it did. It not only gave it to one person over another, it gave it to a group of people over another by covering for this other group. And then he goes on, this happened to us recently, well, we fixed it. This is what was happening with Congress. Blatant liar. Didn't fix anything. He knew it. All of Twitter knew it. There are a bunch of lefties, and he admits this, who are hell-bent on our destruction.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Richard Johnson. Another student loan case may be heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's agreed to hear a second challenge to President Biden's debt relief program. This one from two people who were denied relief and say they did not have an opportunity to comment. First, the court will hear arguments on standing, whether they have the legal right to bring that case. As usual, your holiday drive will be a crowded one.
We're expecting about 102 million Americans are going to drive for the upcoming holiday season.
AAA's Ellen Edmonds says that's how many of us will drive at least 50 miles between just before Christmas and just after New Year's, about 2% more than last year. Just about all of us around the U.S. are enduring some serious winter weather. One system's dumped several feet of snow in the western mountains. It forced the closure of a big stretch of Interstate 80 in Northern California, and it continues to march east. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Kristen Sinema left the Democratic Party and people are surprised. This has been probably one of the most centrist senators, and I'm not happy with her necessarily because she's still a leftist in many ways of her thinking. But I think she's reasonable, and I think that anybody watching the Democrats who's reasonable would do exactly what she did. But the Democrats are livid at her for daring to leave that cult. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Are you at the point in learning about leftists where nothing surprises you? Because I'm going to tell you, I crossed that chasm years ago. Nothing Democrats or other leftists do surprises me. And when I talk about this, I'm talking about Kyrsten Sinema leaving the party. No surprise. You know, if you want to ask me what would be a surprise is why others haven't done what she did. If you ask me, Kevin, do you realize that Hunter Biden, they're covering for Hunter Biden? He really is, you know, a crook who used his daddy's influence and his dad was complicit, I would say no surprise. Are we really surprised when we find out that the media lied? They lied about J6. They lied about the elections. They lied about 99% of the things they said about Trump, and I could go on. And look, folks, it would be different. It would be very different if we had to go and really search. If it was like, okay, Kevin, you know, you sound like Alex Jones. No, I don't sound like Alex Jones because you see it right in front of your face. Inflation doesn't exist, according to the Democrats, right? There was no red wave because everybody loves Joe Biden, the guy that got 81 million votes, more than any other president in history, 12 million more than baby black Jesus, and enough to beat Donald Trump, who came off one of the most successful presidencies in the history of this republic. I know you can't possibly believe what you believe. So what? Your common sense proves it. So what? Every day you get a revelation that shows that these guys cheated in every known way, mail-in ballots, you name it. Here was Trump talking about the Twitter acquisition and how Twitter was influencing the elections before it ever happened. This was when Trump was president. Check this out.
Here's one. This is the arbiter. This guy.
He's the arbiter of what's supposed to go on Twitter. He's the one he thought, and if you use CNN as a guide, CNN, which is fake news, he uses CNN as a guide. His name is Yoel Roth, and he's the one that said that mail-in balloting, you look mail-in. No fraud, really? Why don't you take a look all over the country? There's cases all over the country. If we went to mail-in balloting, our election all over the world would look as a total joke. It would be a total joke. There's such fraud and abuse, and you know about harvesting, where they harvest the ballots and they go and grab them and they go to people's houses and they say, sign here. No, it doesn't work out. Now, an absentee ballot, you can't be there or you're sick, and you go and you register and you do all sorts of things to get that ballot, and there's good security measures. But where they send out, like in California, millions and millions of ballots to anybody that's breathing. Anybody in California that's breathing gets a ballot.
But, Mr. President, that's not true.
So here, excuse me, wait a minute, I'm not finished. So here's your man, and that's on Twitter.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump sounding the alarm bell on what? Anybody want to guess? What you eventually learned, a name you hadn't heard until when? Until Elon Musk buys Twitter and then outs Yoel Roth for being exactly the person that Donald Trump said he was. And this is what cracks me up about people that are anti-Trump. Is, look, was that eloquent? Was it delivered with grace and style? Short answer, no. But was the truth in it? Yes or no? Just for a simple question. Did Donald Trump, while he was sitting as president, and Twitter had kicked him off and was accusing him of all kinds of stuff, spreading absolute blatant lies about him, he does what? He tells you exactly what's happening. Now, I'm going to tell you, but those of you out there, you can be anti-Trump. I've said it many times. I don't care one way or the other. Trump delivers stuff clumsy. It's brute force. It's brutish, okay? But I don't care how I get the truth. There are people that go, listen, I like you telling me the truth, but would you just please soft shoe it? Does it matter? If the dress makes you look fat, do you want to know or don't you? So, Trump laid it out. They're going to ballot harvest. They send out millions of ballots. If we continue to do this, we will be a third world country that elections don't matter. Where are we? I ask you, for those of you who are fans of Kerry Lake, I ask you, those who are fans of Dr. Oz, and I could go on. We are lucky as conservatives if we win any election. If we don't address what Donald Trump talked about while he was sitting in the Oval Office, sounding the warning bell, and you know what people did? They ignored him. You want to know why? Because it's a uniparty. Republicans and Democrats alike are determining who gets elected and why, and we don't have a choice. And we think we have a say. We want to think we have a say, but until we put our foot down, our feet down, our metaphorical foot, and do something about this, folks, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be disappointed. People ask me, Kevin, 2024, I mean, surely we're really mad. How mad do you have to get? How many elections do they have to steal from you? I mean, I don't know how many times you have to get robbed before you finally go, no, I'm mad, man. I mean, if somebody comes in and they steal your slippers because they want to pick up the paper, you know, from their house, and they notice your slippers, maybe you get a little mad. But if they take your TV, you know, or some of your jewelry the second or third time, I think by then you're probably pretty upset. You're starting to put in protection mechanisms. I'll put it to you this way. I know a friend of mine. Well, I have a friend. Of course, I know a friend of mine. But I have a friend. We went to his house. He had been robbed. And it wasn't a big deal. I mean, they slashed his speaker covers, and it looked like kids did it. This was years ago. But when his dad got home, his dad was upset. And what did they do? What do you think his dad did? I mean, besides getting mad at him, because he thought it was friends of his that were retaliating over some nonsense. But what do you think his dad did? If you said his dad put in a security system, you'd be right. Today, you know what's interesting if you want to use that as a parallel? Today, how many security, remember when it was only ADT or was, you know, whatever, I don't know who the security people are. But now today, you can get Ring on your doorbell. You can have security monitors, literally. I remember when I got a security system put into my house, my first house. And they go, well, Mr. Jackson, you can have one monitor that watches the back door, one monitor that watches the front door, and then we'll put on window little sliders. And I go, well, what about a monitor that watches my garage door? Because there's a third way to come in. Well, that will be extra. And what about this blind spot here? Well, that'll be extra. And by the time they finished with the extras, you know, the thing was going to cost, it was Fort Knox. I was like, I forget it. So the point is, nowadays, if you go into a Best Buy or whatever, you can get a 5-point system, get the little window things. You can put in Fort Knox all by yourself, inside of your house and outside of your house. I'll put it to you this way. If you're going to get into my house, I'm going to know. There's security in three angles on the back, just the backyard. Okay, I'm telling you right now, because I want to try some Ocean's 11 stuff on me. So there's three just for the backyard. There's four in the front, and I dare you to find one of them. I'm talking about, I have an angle of you coming to the backside of you. I have an angle of you for your face at my front door. I'm just telling you, there I have at least eight of these things. And then get inside. And there's more. I'm going to know who you, and by the way, it's HD. It ain't that grainy crap that they use at convenience stores in black neighborhoods. No, it is the stuff that I'm going to go, here he is. I mean, yeah, I could do your glamour shot from my security system. So, going back to this, the president who is the most accomplished first-term president probably in the history of the Republic outside of George Washington, who wasn't president at the time, sent a warning shot to everybody about what we now already know, and he's being discarded because people don't like his style. I don't like his style either, but I do like the results. Folks, short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The president called you out for shadow banning. What is the truth around that idea?
So I think a lot of the statements behind the statement, the question behind the question is, look, shadow banning is a very widely defined term. There's not one single definition. So the definition that we found that seems to resonate with the most people is, not amplifying particular messages, or if someone puts out a tweet, hiding that tweet from everyone without that person who tweeted it knowing about it. So, but the real question behind the question is, are we doing something according to political ideology or viewpoints? And we are not. Period. We do not look at content with regards to political viewpoint or ideology. We look at behavior. And we use that behavior as a signal to add to relevance. We need to constantly show that we are not adding our own bias, which I fully admit is more left-leaning. And I think it's important to articulate our bias and to share it with people so that people understand us. But we need to remove all bias from how we act and our policies and our enforcement.
People have these assumptions that you're out to get them or something.
Which is why transparency matters so much.
Yeah.
Which is why being open about our own personal views and what we think about what's happening is important. And I'll fully admit that I haven't done enough of that. I haven't done enough of like articulating my own personal objectives with this service and my own personal objectives in the world, and I think people see a faceless corporation that has, they don't assume that humans are in it, you know, or that they're genuine or authentic. They just assume based on what the output is, and that's on us, and it's on me.
Welcome, folks. That was Jack Dorsey, former CEO of Twitter, essentially lying. He's doing an interview with now gone from CNN Brian Stelter, who's, of course, trying to be Mr. I know you're not trying to do anything wrong. I mean, it's just a setup. He's like a little Kibbles and Bits dog. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Stelter begins. Trump called you out for shadow banning, and you know what, Doris? Well, there's a wide term for shadow banning. There's a lot of definitions. Okay, but let's use this one. The prevailing definition is not amplifying particular messages, a.k.a. hiding tweets. Well, if that's your definition of shadow banning, Jack Dorsey, according to Elon Musk in this new revelation we have, that is exactly what he was doing. That's what Twitter was doing. And I think that if you were to interview him right now, he'd say, you know what? I was naive. I didn't think they were doing this stuff. But how plugged in is he as a CEO if he doesn't even know what his company's doing? This is a policy. This is the mission and vision of your company is to give people a free speech platform to let them feel as if they're in the public square, that their opinions matter, regardless of how you feel about those opinions. And let me tell you, we as conservatives, we don't care about other people's opinions. We can honestly say that. But you know what those Gestapo Marxists on the other side of the aisle are saying? They want to shut us up. Pure and simple. He says the real question, though, is are we doing something according to political ideologies or viewpoints? We are not. Period. I don't know if you caught that. It was de facto. We don't do this. What do we learn? What is Rule 101 in dealing with leftists? Does anybody remember? Of course you do. Whatever they tell you is a lie. In other words, if they tell you they're not banning you, they're banning you. If they tell you they're going to give you some money, they're going to take some money from you. It's the polar opposite of whatever they say. This guy lied through his teeth. And look, I'm not even gonna let him play dumb. I'm just a dumb CEO. I didn't know. That's why I tell you what, so was SBF, right? The dude who just lost billions of dollars with this digital currency. What was he? A blatant lie. Listen, I didn't realize that they were taking money from this corporation and putting it over there. If I had known that, well, you know, and I will admit, I'm going to fall on the sword. Okay, Mr. MIT grad that everybody said was the smartest guy on the planet, that everybody was talking about as the next J.P. Morgan. This guy? The guy that didn't understand you have to have basic corporate governance? I mean, I'm sorry, folks. You don't have to get a business degree to know that you can't. There are certain things you can't do in a company. It's intuitive.
But not for him, not for Mr. MIT, smartest guy in the room. And oh, by the way, the sophisticated investors invested with him. Not us, not us non-sophisticates. How many things do I have to look at to say what Democrats have massive issues? Brittany Griner, right? The woman who doesn't like America, doesn't want to stand for the anthem, gets sent to prison in Russia, and what does she do? Wants to come home. Wants to come to this anti-American, anti-LGBTQ, anti-black, black-hating, gay-hating country. Ready to kiss the ground she walks on. And as I said in another broadcast, won't even admit she wishes Donald Trump had been president so she could get those 10 months back out of her life that she wasted. Yeah, transparency. That's what Jack Dorsey. We want transparency, man. The people who hide everything from us and fight to keep the truth from getting out through lawsuits and a host of other things claim they want transparency. And you know what they really want? They want to grab your stuff like they did with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Then they want to spin it and get their media minions to tell you exactly what you're supposed to think. And that's what they call transparency. But start digging into their stuff and watch what happens. He says, Twitter doesn't do anything according to politics or political ideologies or viewpoints, period. He says they look at behavior. Behavior. Well, what are you, I'm curious, what are you looking at? What were you looking at when you banned me for daring to question the veracity of the New York Times? Because they lied. They blatantly lied about how Officer Sicknick got killed, and they blamed conservatives. What was that? What behavior did I exhibit? And I love this part, though. He says, we're not adding our own bias, which he says, I fully admit, is left-leaning. Let me tell you something. I can swear to you on my mother's grave. I don't have a political bias. I know there are people out there going, Kevin, come on, man. Kevin, you won't get hit by lightning. No. I have no political bias. You bring me a good idea. I don't care who it is. I don't care whether it's Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. You bring me a good idea. I don't care whether you are gay, straight, Muslims, Jewish, doesn't matter. Bring me a good idea. I'll implement it. I'll support it. Bring me a stupid idea. I'll pan it. I don't care if that stupid idea comes from Republicans, and many do. I'm not left-leaning, right-leaning. You know what? I'm a leaner. I'm a truth leaner, and so are you. These people want to make it appear as though we've got bias. He knows he has a bias. He knows that he can't stand people on the right. See, I'll categorize a leftist, but it isn't about left or right for me. It's about a stupid idea. But let me tell you something. It is not stupid on the right. Support of children in the womb. Protecting your borders doesn't mean don't be humanitarian, but it means you have to draw lines of distinction to protect the border. Lowering the crime rate by enforcing existing laws. I could go on and these are right-wing views, right? Here's a right-wing view. I don't have to accept whatever you're putting out because it makes you feel better. I don't have to do that. I can actually disagree with your lifestyle and not dislike you. See, those are right-wing views that has nothing to do with political ideology. Because politically speaking, if you got a good idea, I don't care who's engendered it. Bring it. These people are evil. They will lie to your face, and this is exactly what Dorsey is telling you. We remove all bias from how we act, from our policies. And what did we learn? We learned not true. Completely biased.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.